Oh my gosh. Molly, a special guest for Hot Topics. Hey. This is pretty cool for us.
On the phone, he's like a brother to me, and he's coming here to the Coeur d'Alene area, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area, for one night. It's Scott Baio. Hello, Scott Baio. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Very good.
It's a little, now it's a little smoky and yucky here, but I've heard you're in Los Angeles. It's really hot there, isn't it? Or did it finally...
Okay. Oh, you know what? It's actually cooled down quite a bit. It was like 110 one day, and then the next day it was like 80.
Oh my
God! But it's a little bit humid. But no, this is piece of cake weather right now.
Yeah,
that's good.
Piece of cake.
But piece of cake weather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is exciting. You're going to be up here in Coeur d'Alene at the Coeur d'Alene Resort doing it's a show called How Did I Get Here, and I'm very excited. Tell everybody about like what the show is, how it works.
Well, it's on October 7th. Mm-hmm. Quickly, it's a sort of retrospective of how I got through show business, how I got from Brooklyn to being show business and how my life sort of worked out. And there's a lot of stories. I answer questions. And it's just a sort of a retrospective kind of, but it's all done in fun. You know, I don't take myself too seriously. Well, I never took myself too seriously. But, you know, and the way this came about was I did an autograph signing, and I hadn't done one in like 40 years. And the people that came in had just amazing questions and stories about me, and I couldn't answer them because of time. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go do this. And anybody that wants to ask me whatever they want to ask me, go ahead and ask me.
Nice.
And we'll talk about stuff, the people that impacted my life and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's a fun show. It shows you how Hollywood works and stuff like that. That's basically what it is.
And really, we
There's videos and pictures and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you got the blah, blah, blah.
You got the blah from the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You got from blah, blah, blah.
Because I was blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Blah, arrested.
50 years of television. That's amazing. 50 years of like being in television from movies from the early days. One of my favorite always is Bugsy Malone, but then Happy Days, Charles in Charge, Joni Loves Chachi, Diagnosis, Murder, Arrested Development, and all throughout the years. And then my mom, who we talked to the other day, played his mom 3 different times, which that I don't,
right.
She was saying that's never happened. Scott, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened before. She was my mother on Happy Days, Joni Loves Chachi, and Charles in Charge. I don't know any other duo that have played, mother and son on 3 different series.
She was with him so much that people, thought for sure Scott was our brother. Like, they would say, what's it like to have Scott Baio as a brother? I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you ask his sister and brother? Because I am not, he is not actually. And my brother was jokingly going to write a book called My Mom, Chachi's Mom. And published it.
But, you know, it's funny. People thought that people would think that she was my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what's great about it is, you know, if I didn't have my mother, I would have wanted your mother.
Oh, everybody wants my mother.
She was America's mom. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And the cool thing is she's, you know, the mayor of Coeur d'Alene practically. So she'll be there on stage with you for part of it, right? Yes. You guys are going to be
absolutely
together.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's going to come up and we're going to hang out and take questions and talk and whatever, tell stories. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking. You know, the last show I did went off in 2016. It was called See Dad Run. It was on Nick at Night for a couple of years. And since then, I really haven't done that much. But doing this show, I've taken it to 3 or 4 cities now. Mm-hmm. It is so much fun. It's one of the most fun things I've done, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. You going to come down, Molly, or no?
I'll be there. I'm doing the Q&A afterwards.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your mom said that. So that'll be fun. And you guys from the radio, you guys got to come down and check it out. It's just fun.
Well,
it's
it's also the night after Molly's mom's birthday.
Right.
So we'll have to have a little birthday celebration.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me.
Well, she usually has a viewing of some sport. We put her somewhere and then she lets people. Well, she used to. Before COVID, she would have a viewing. She'd sit at the Davenport Hotel or something and then we would just, you know, come and see her.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure figure out something to do. But yeah, we have friends. I have friends who already came to me and said, oh my God, I got the Scott Baio tickets. I'm so excited about it. Yeah. So they're excited. If you want to get tickets too, you can go to cdaresort.com. If you go to their events thing and scroll down, you'll find it. It's on October 7th and you can buy tickets right online. You can call Google, you know, it's the Coeur d'Alene Resort. We all know. Right. Have you ever been here before, Scott?
I've never been to Coeur. I've never been to Idaho.
You've never seen the floating green then?
No.
Are you a golfer?
What golf course is that?
Oh, it's the Coeur d'Alene Resort golf course.
Yeah.
It's the world's only floating green. Like you hit the ball and you take a boat over it and then you got a putt after you hit your first shot.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
I've never even heard of this.
Oh, it's amazing. People literally come from all over the country to all over the world, really, to play that course.
Yeah. Is it still open then?
It goes to the third week in October.
You need to to get up here.
Early. We'll play a golf round.
And his daughter is like a lights out golfer too.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, my kid's a great golfer. Yeah, she's really good. She plays on varsity at school and she goes to camp every summer. She didn't go to camp for half the year now. I'm down in Florida. So, yeah, she's a serious golfer. But more importantly, she's a good young lady. She really is.
So, that's nice.
Lucky, but, yeah, she's a great kid. But anyway, so I'm really excited to get there. I haven't seen your mom in a long time. I haven't seen you, Molly. And I haven't seen Tom. When was the last time I saw Tom, your brother?
I don't know. The tornado.
Oh, my God, like 20 years ago?
Probably. Uh-huh. Yeah, we haven't seen each other in forever just because. Yeah. Yeah, and I have a great story, and I won't tell it here. I'll tell it at the thing because it's the greatest story.
Okay, your mom said that. Yeah. I have no idea what your story is.
Scott Baio,
freaked me out a little bit.
Scott Baio made me the coolest kid in school for like, I mean, seriously, you couldn't have planned it better. He made me look so super cool, and I was nothing close to cool. I was fat, I had braces, I had a bad perm.
Tell the story at the thing.
I will absolutely tell the story. It just shows what a good guy you are, and also just that, you know, brothers can be nice to their sisters sometimes.
TV brothers and sisters.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool, Scott. Well, we'll welcome you to this area. That'll be fun. And for the first time to be in Coeur d'Alene, that's always a cool time. And that's a good time of the year to be here, too. We'll get the smoke out of here by the time you get here.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
Well, what's going on there? I haven't watched television in like a couple of days.
Oh,
haven't watched anything. What smoke?
Well, we get forest fires from all around the area. And then when we get the wind blowing a certain way, we have air, smoky air.
Yeah.
I got to turn the television. I've heard nothing about this. Oh, my God.
Well, they usually don't flash Spokane stuff too much in the L.A. news.
You know, wildfires are a weekly thing here, so, you know, we're kind of used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully everybody's okay. And, hopefully my plane can land.
Oh, yeah. By then, that's a perfect time of year. October is, I think, the best month in Spokane. I love October.
Me too. So. You're a big October fan.
We'll look forward to seeing you, Scott. CDAResort.com for your tickets. You can, you know, Google Coeur d'Alene Resort. It's August 7th, and you can purchase all different kinds of levels of tickets where you can meet you or you can just look at you from afar.
Just admire the beauty that is Scott Baio. That's pretty good.
Just look. Well, don't touch.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Thank you for having me on the show. Molly, I love you.
And
I look forward to seeing you and your mom.
Yes.
And thank you again for doing this.
Yep. Awesome. You're welcome, Scott. We'll see you in October.
Excellent.
You got it.
Okay.
Be well.
You too.
There's Scott Baio. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pretty, huh?
We got to talk to him today.